Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Blake McBride. Batting second. The left fielder, Willie Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Rasmussen. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Eric Rasmussen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone fires to first and picks off McBride. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Trillo. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson takes first base on ball four. Fairley moves to second. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Davis reaches second base with a double. McBride goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Cubs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-1 in the game. Wrights hits a line drive into center field. Monday picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Monday. Sizemore goes all the way around to score. Wrights moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tyson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rasmussen hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Swisher strikes out. One out. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Steve Stone. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Freleng now pitching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rasmussen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Munday moves to second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McBride scores. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 3, Cubs, 3. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Burris pinch runs for Steve Swisher. Champ Summers pinch hits for Ken Freiling. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burris moves to second. Ken Reynolds now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards left. Davis catches it and throws to second to double up Burris. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Paul Ruchel now pitching. George Mitterwald now catching. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Larry Lentz now playing shortstop. Mike Garman now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Garman fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Morales reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock is walked intentionally. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trillo bunts towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Sizemore covering, for the out. Cardenal scores. Morales moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Cubs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is walked intentionally. Paul Ruschel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruschel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Ruschel covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.